Today we're going to take a look at an important passage from what some consider to be the oldest book in the Bible. It's the book of Job, chapter 7, beginning in verse 9. The Bible says, "As the cloud disappears and vanishes away, so he who goes down to the grave does not come up. He shall never return to his house, nor shall his place know him anymore." Back in 1959, a Swedish opera singer by the name of Fredrik Jorgensen discovered a very strange thing. What happened is that he put a microphone on the windowsill of his house so that he could record the sounds of birds singing. But when he played back his tape, he discovered a man's voice talking about bird songs at night. That moment was the birth of a movement that studies something known as EVP, or electronic voice phenomena. And I'm guessing you've probably heard of this, even though you might not know it by that name. You see, a few years ago, Hollywood made a movie called White Noise, dedicated to this strange phenomenon where people listen for the voices of the dead in the white noise that comes from sources like your TV, your radio, or even running water. They believe that while the spirits of the dead might not have actual vocal cords, somehow they're able to bridge the gap between the living and the dead and bring us messages by using our electronics. Now, to be fair, there are lots of people who really believe they've heard distinct human voices on their tapes. But according to the Bible, those voices simply cannot be the voices of the dead. In our passage today, we discovered that dead people never return to their houses, and the people they leave behind never hear from them. In the 115th Psalm, the Bible states very clearly that the dead go down into silence. Of course, that means if you hear a voice coming from white noise, it simply cannot be the spirits of dead people who are trying to talk to you. Biblically speaking, this is impossible. So, of course, the big question is who or what those voices really are. Well, there's a couple of possibilities. First of all, a number of studies have been conducted in which people were asked to listen to white noise on a cassette tape, and they were told it was a very bad recording of a college lecture. Now, what's amazing is that even though there was definitely nothing on that tape, a lot of people picked out words and even entire phrases because their brains caused them to hear something that simply wasn't there. Of course, there is another possibility, at least biblically speaking, and that's the fact that there really is such a thing as a spiritual world, and there are forces at work that are desperate to lead you away from a relationship with God. Now, I don't know about you, but if the voices on the tape, which I still suspect probably have a rather material explanation, but if they are the voices of rebellious angels, I'd like to suggest that we'd be fools to waste our time listening. This kind of stuff might be fascinating, even spellbinding, but it's also outright dangerous. No matter how you look at it, the Christian is well advised to leave this kind of stuff alone. Over and over again in the Bible, you see all these prohibitions against trying to contact the dead. And that's for a very good reason. When you finally make contact with something, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are not speaking to the dead. And if that's the case, sticking with your living God is going to prove to be a better way to live.